And those who took the kingdom approach are being challenged. Look, you're trying to build a kingdom. You haven't even met the king. It's all right to do all these things, but it's just plain humanism if you're not really doing it out of a union with Jesus Christ. Not saying it shouldn't be done. Not anymore. It should be done, but it should be done in terms of union with Jesus. Both and. Opposites are being wedded all across the board in terms of Christian experience with the Lord. And I'm finding that on the inside of me, here are these, you know, these areas of my life that I didn't even know were there. And when they start coming, and usually they come up through other people bugging me. And that's the reason you bug me, is because you bring forth something within me that I haven't dealt with yet. That's why you bug me. That's why I bug you, you precious things. That's why I turn you off, is because you've got areas in your life you haven't been willing to look at. And I become a symbol of those areas. Now, that's God saying to you, you lazy creature, I love you, but when are you going to be willing to look at all of you? When are you going to be willing to let me reveal you to you and start dealing with those areas where you haven't really walked yet? And so we start looking to Jesus. All right, Jesus, this is your temple. This is your property. Let me explore new realms within me today. And we start yielding, and we discover these areas that we bring under subjection. See, this is what Jesus, here again, Virginia quoted the scripture, following Jesus at the temple as 12, she said, and the scriptures say, he grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. What do you think growing means in terms of wisdom? It means he came to an understanding, ever-increasing understanding of his relationship with the Father on the inside of him. And you don't hear Jesus apologizing for having a mind. Can you imagine Jesus standing on the Sermon on the Mount and saying, I'm sorry you have such a poor teacher this morning, but you pray for me and I'll do the best I can. Lord, help me. You don't find apology coming from Jesus. You find glad response to his Father, which is true Christian acceptance. See, the acceptance of self is a response to the fact that you've been accepted by God. That's what Christian self-acceptance is. It's responding to the fact that you've experienced acceptance by God. And if God is for me, who can be against me? It's wonderful to come to that place, because in that place, you're willing to see your need. Well, it used to bug me when Frances would reveal my needs. Now, she didn't tell me that was what she's doing. It's really a little more complex than that. It usually starts out in a very indirect way, like you're at the, you know, first of the month, you're paying bills. Uh-oh, here's a bill I didn't know we had. Darling, would you come in just a minute, please? That's right. Would you talk to me about this bill? Oh, Shug. That's what she calls me, yeah. I meant to tell you about that. I was downtown, and they were having a white sale. Darling, I saved us $50. I mean, have you heard that story? Saving $50 through spending $500. You know, that's sort of the way it starts. It ends up through gritted teeth, you know. What do you think I am, made out of money? Whose side are you on? And I act just like your daddy's. You know, amazing. Now, what is it all about? It's not just money. It's Francis, in effect, saying to me, you're not able to provide for me. What makes you think you're so hot as a father and a provider? See, that's the undertone. That's the underline. And boy, I'm threatened because I'm the big hero. Frances ought to thank God every moment that she has me to look after her, you know. And here I'm not doing such a good job. My needs are being revealed. My shortcomings are evident. And I've got to blame her for it. You see, that's insecurity. That's not knowing who you are in Jesus. It's wonderful what it means to you when you're able to look and say, darling, this threatens me a bit. And I understand what the problem is. It's not you, it's in me. I'm not able to trust the Lord like I ought to. Will you pray for me? And really pray that I'll trust Jesus to guide you at White Sails and other... You see, it's wonderful. You can see your needs coming to the surface without being blown out of the water, because you discover the awareness of need is not an occasion for guilt. The awareness of need is an opportunity to grow. And that's how Christians grow. What did he say? My God shall supply all your what? Needs. How are you going to grow if you're not willing to deal with your needs? See, a need would come up, it's Francis' fault. God has never, never taken one of Francis' faults away from me. I really can't grow by just dealing with Francis' faults. But when her actions are yours, bring up my needs. Do I want to blame you? Analyze you? Well, that's another thing I love to do. God has given me such a giant intellect of a minute. And I can spread you out on this board of my intellect, and I can dissect you. I mean, I have to do this so quickly. It's one of my real temptations that I've even dissected Virginia. Yeah, really. I mean, I can just tell you where she's sound theologically, where she's not quite with it psychologically. Man, I can spread you out on the board of my giant intellect and dissect you. Only thing about it is I can't quite ever put you back together again. All the king's horses, all the king's men. Can't quite do it. See? So what is all this? It's the Lord's using us to show us our needs and say, hey, Tommy, why are you threatened? What is it about Virginia's talk that makes you want to dissect her? Where is she putting a thumb on something within you that hurts? I get before the Lord and say, Lord, I'm willing to see that, but let me tell you about her first. <You know? laughs> And we can go through all of that. See, don't hesitate to do that. Go ahead and be honest with the Lord about it. Find out where you are, but don't stop there. All right, Lord, I want to use this to learn mastery in a new way. For the spirit of self-control is a fruit of the Spirit within us. And we learn to work with God in controlling these issues from within us. And as we learn, we realize it's under him. And Stanley Jones is quite right. The order is this way. He masters from within you. In subjection to him, you reveal his mastery in the world around you. As he conquers you, you, in Jesus, become more than conqueror. More than conqueror. You are sacrament. A sacrament is an outward and visible sign of inward spiritual grace. The Father, through his Son, by the Holy Spirit, lives in you, hides himself in the stuff of which you're made, and says, Christine, I want to rule in you in such a way that you can manifest my kingship in the thoughts of your mind, in the words of your mouth, in the deeds of your life, in your relationships, that you are to be to others what I am to you. Go in my name. Hallelujah. Let's bow before him. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you. It's so much fun. And yet we have to repent a lot. Have to be willing to change and die out and come alive. All these wonderful processes. And thank you that we know that you're at work and you're really conforming us to your image. And he who has begun a good work within us is faithful to complete it. So that we know when you appear, we're going to see you as you are, for we shall be like you. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Glenn, come on and guide us, will you?
This is the end of the message. Please run your recorder and fast forward so that the tape will be ready for playing next time.